So before we go weiter and continue on this theme, it's just one ha'ara. We're not going to really talk about this now because we have a related rabbin on this that Be'ezus Hashem will be posted. But there's a fascinating discussion in some of the earlier tshuvas that are related to this one line. The line that says, Hachi amra Shmuel, lo amru ella bizraya ukemaisa shahaya. And that was an exchange between two Gedolei Yisrael in the late 17th century, early 18th century, the Shvus Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi. And the Maisa Shehoya Kachoya was where there was a terrible fire in Prague. And the whole Yiddish Kehila went up in flames. And the Yidden was standing, and they were helpless, and they were watching as this happened. The Shvus Yaakov was the Rav in Prague at the time. He survived, but he survived without a svarim. He writes to the Chacham Tzvi in his tshuva that all he has is, he has some Gemaras, and he has some Ein Yaakovs. He said, Shvus Yaakov wrote a pirish on Ein Yaakov. He wrote the Ein Yaakov. But he said he has with him his Gemaras, and he has with him the Ein Yaakov. He says, I don't even have a Beis Yosef. He says, I don't have anything else. That's the only thing that survived with me. And he sent the Shaila to the Chacham Tzvi. He wanted to know if he had a Chi of Kriya. If all the people in Prague that saw the city go up in flames have to tear their clothing twice, what would be the tzad they should have a Chi of Kriya? Because it's Allah, say, for Teresh and Nisraf, there's a Chi of Kriya. And they held that they had just witnessed the Sifrei Torah burn. They saw the whole city burn. They saw the shuls burn. And based on that, they were suggesting that maybe there's a Chi of Kriya. So the Shvus Yaakov writes to the Chacham Tzvi. He says, "Ein, an Umin can't do any of his work unless he has his Kli Melacha." He says, "I don't have my Svarim. Afilu Beis Yosef," he says, I don't have anything with me. And he says, "Of course I don't have anything with me." He says, "No way I can pass in the Shaila." And he says, "Besides," he says, "Shmait the boy Tzlusa." And he says, "I don't have Tzlusa." He said, "I can't think straight right now." He said, "I'm in no position." He said, "It would be malpractice for me right now to pass in the Shaila. I'm not in a place where I could do that. I just saw my whole city, my whole Kehila go up in flames." He says, "I don't feel like I have to, from a Balachraya's perspective, I can't be the one to pass in the Shaila." So he sends a letter to the Chacham Tzvi, "Lamdeinu Rabbeinu, what should we do?" Now, in the tshuva, the Shvus Yaakov acknowledged right away that really, at first glance, you would think that this whole suggestion for there to be a Chi of Kriya really doesn't get off the ground. Why? Because the Gemara says that if someone sees the Sefer Torah Shen Nisraf, he has a Chi of Rais Kriya. But what does the Gemara say? The only time there's a Chi of is if it's Bezroya u'kemaisa shahaya. This wasn't Bezroya and it wasn't Kemaisa shahaya. There was a fire. The fire just happened to have happened. No one said it was even arson. So it's not Kemaisa Shehoya like what happened with Yoyakum. So based on that, just from reading the Gemara, even Daf Yoimi Dik, it would seem to emerge that there should be no Chiyav. And the truth is, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that the only time there's a Chiyav Kriya for a Sefer Torah Shen Nisraf is if it's Bezraya or Kemaisa Shehoya. Stating that, the Shvus Yaakov, without Svarim, got into a whole pilpul trying to understand what exactly Bezraya means. Meaning, what's the definition of Bezraya? So Pashut, when you think of Bezraya, you think someone's coming and forcefully doing it. Like Yoyakim did. He was the king. Nobody was going to stop him. Nobody's able is going to get in his way. And that's the way it happened. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi here has a different shot. Bezraya, she'en yachal atziloi. Rashi says the definition of Bezraya is you're helpless. She'en yachal atziloi. You would love to try to do something about it, but you have no ability to do it. So he said, if the definition of Bezraya is in Yochel Atziloi, he said there was no way to stop this fire. This fire was completely out of control and there was nothing for anybody to do. And because of that, maybe it's included in Ein Yochel Atziloi. This was the question that the Shvus Yaakov asked the Chacham Tzvi. This is the very abridged version of the question that the Shvus Yaakov asked the Chacham Tzvi. The abridged version of the answer is the Chacham Tzvi told the Shvus Yaakov there's no Chiyuv Kriya. He says absolutely no Chiyuv, and he said the reason is because you never saw the Sefer Torah in Nisraf. You saw the shuls, you saw the Kehila, but you didn't physically see the Sefer Torah in Nisraf. And the Chiyuv is not for knowing it happened. This is not Anan Sahadi. You have to physically see it. It's that real. The fact that you actually saw something like this happen, that's what would obligate you in Kriya. And he said, because you never saw it, it's for that reason there's no Chi of Kriya. This whole story, this whole episode, and there's a lot of Pashid learning our daf that we're learning right now, Be'iyah, and a lot of fascinating things. It's brought in Shailas Chuvas Chacham Tzvi Chelek Aleph Shaila Yudzayin, and it's also in the Chuvas of the Shvus Yaakov. It's the same exact Chuvah from the Shvus Yaakov to the Chacham Tzvi, and from Chacham Tzvi to the Shvus Yaakov. And Shvus Yaakov, it's Chelek Aleph, it's Simin Pei Dalet, it's in both of these places. Either way, that's Dara. I'll tell you one other interesting Na'ara that the Shvus Yaakov discusses in this Shaila, and Reb Shlomo Kluger, and it's Chachma Shlomo on the Shulchan Aruch, he asks this question as well. We learned the Gemara yesterday's daf, where the Gemara says, b'shas yitzias neshama. If someone is standing by a mace b'shas yitzias neshama, chayev lekraya. He has a chiyuv kriya, right? If someone's present by a mace b'shas yitzias neshama, even if he's not a kariv, he has a chiyuv kriya. And the Gemara said l'maze doima. I'll explain it to you in a mashal. L'sefer Torah shenisraf shechayev lekraya. Just like a sefer Torah shenisraf, there's a chiyuv kriya. So to here, there's a chiyuv kriya. It's afraid to shleim kluger that if Chazal wanted to give it a mashal to this halacha, I'd have no kasha. But Chazal gave a mashal. They said, you want to know why, if someone's standing by a neshama that leaves a guf, there's a chi of kriya, because l'mazeh doim, I'll explain to you what a mashal. It's a sefer Torah shenisraf. Rashi says, the neshama is the ner, and Torah is eichet the ner, kiner mitzvah the Torah are. But the point is, it's a sefer Torah shenisraf. It's a freit of Shlomo Kluger, and really the Shvus Yaakov asks his kasha in his shiloh that he presented to the Chacham Tzvi with that ma'aseh shahaya. He says, I don't understand. The Gemara says that even a sefer Torah shenisraf, the only time there's a chi of kriya is l'yamru ela bizraya. So you see, even the Sefer Torah Shenisraf Alein is only Bezraya Ukemaisa Shahaya. When a neshama leaves a guf, it's Bezraya Ukemaisa Shahaya. Maybe. But that was the kasha. The kasha is that the only reason a person has a chiyuv kriya if he's oymed b'shas yitzias neshama is because it's sefer Torah shenisraf. Sefer Torah shenisraf gufa has to be dumya de hayakim. So it's just some food for thought. It just opens up the mind a little bit to understand misa and ptira and maybe the fight between the guf and the neshama in yochel hatziloi. That's for sure. That's why the Shvus Yaakov held that Rashi learned in yochel hatziloi and not zroya literally, because you see that misa is compared to Sefer Torah and Nisraf. Where's the Zraya? Must be it's the Yochel Hatzila. Again, it's a very interesting discussion. Ayin Shalom.